Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In light of the tragedy of the shooting in the high school in South Florida and the other mass shootings around the country, many people are asking the question, what do we do to protect children in public schools? Some are proposing that there should be additional restrictions on guns, and others are proposing the opposite. We're going to be addressing this issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we have published a little pocket-sized handbook called Patriot's Handbook of the Right to Bear Arms. It really focuses on the wording and the background and the history and intent of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment specifically says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There is a very informative historical background. Actually, it comes from Congress in a report going back to 1983 that is chock full of history. It's in this little booklet. You can order it at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. There's also lots of quotes from the founding fathers, from James Madison, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and so many others regarding this particular issue. Matt, there's some people that are saying that what we need to do is restrict weapons and also have stronger regulations with regards to firearms. Certainly, background checks and what we have seen here could have also been prevented are issues that we need to address. We also need to address, how do you protect the students in the public schools? There's so many different kinds of sides to this, and politics seems to always get in the way. Certain people with agendas are using the tragedy to ultimately push their own particular agenda.
Yeah, it's sad to see the gun control folks exploiting this and trotting out these children and kind of coaching them in what to say, and some of the students from the school and making a little political pawns out of them. It's really sad, you know, but you think about, well, there are over 300 million guns in the United States. Unless they're going to try to repeal the Second Amendment and physically go through and confiscate those guns from people, you know, and that's just not going to happen. But, you know, what might have saved lives here? What do these mass shootings have in common? They're all occurring in these so-called gun-free zones. So the students are sitting ducks in these schools across the country. And you think of the football coach there, for instance, at this school, Coach Aaron Fees, who jumped in front of a number of students and shielded them with his body and took multiple gunshots and died, gave his life. What if that football coach and a handful of other teachers who were willing to step forward and be trained and carry weapons in order to protect students, like we have air marshals doing on airplanes? We know that they're trained and they're carrying. But what if that football coach had been armed and been able to step in front of those students and return fire? He could have perhaps saved multiple lives and ended the carnage early. This notion that making a gun-free zone somehow even more gun-free is going to prevent these types of tragedies just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it seems like when you advertise a gun-free zone, it's just an invitation to a shooter to come in and know that he's going to be, you know, he's going to have free reign.
Yeah, you know, when you look at some of these things, obviously you want to have appropriate background checks. You want to have the law enforcement, when they get warnings, actually communicate with one another to be able to
like they did with this particular shooter, didn't they? The FBI.
Well,
was,
they missed the that
had opportunity. Yeah,
and that's unfortunate where they didn't follow up on it and they didn't communicate with other law enforcement. The problem is that people talk over each other on this, and there are some immediate solutions or immediate steps people can take to ultimately secure, if we're focusing on schools only, schools. You know, even before we talk about this shooter coming on campus, the question is, how did he get on campus?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did you actually get on campus? How would you get to the third floor and be able to walk around? So, you know, when you go to other buildings, whether they're government buildings or whatever it might be, there's security that you go through. There's a check. There's a central location where, specifically in schools, not just for shootings, but why would you want to have a place where people can access the facility without going through a centralized location before you can get into the interior of the facility? Because you could have child molesters, you could have kidnappers completely outside of this issue that sneak up on campus. If you had a central location through which people would have to check in and indicate why they are there, there's buildings all over the country where you have that. These are not government buildings. These are private buildings as well.
I know
you just can't just walk in and go into somebody's office. Why are we not talking about some very practical, before you even talk about whether teachers should be armed, how does someone like that get on campus? How could a student even bring a gun to school if they are an actual student? Maybe there should be a metal detector at the front gate. Maybe there should be a central location. Certainly there's lots of ways that we can do practical steps to protect our young people.
Yeah, and President Trump has proposed that, kind of a border wall, if you will, at these schools, you know, having those mechanisms in place to keep the armed intruders out. He's also proposed, as the next step, having intensive law enforcement training for a handful of volunteer teachers at various schools around the country. And in Alabama, a lawmaker in Alabama has proposed a law to do just that, which would include mental health checks, background checks, intensive background checks on teachers who would be selected and maybe volunteer to do this, and then 40 hours of law enforcement training to occur. Is that the answer? I don't know for sure. It seems to make sense to me, and a lot of people are really thinking about that now because we're not living in the 1950s anymore. There were more guns then than there are now.
Right. You know?
And the very first line of defense is at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
How does someone get through the front door to the interior? So you've got to make sure that schools are addressing that issue. If someone somehow gets beyond that front door, then you've got to address how do you protect people there.
Yeah.
You can say, well, we're not going to sell rifles to people that are under 21. But across the board, how much is it going to stop it? Because then you have handguns. You have other kinds of things, such as a car. Somebody could run the car over the students as they're exiting, getting onto the buses. There's all kinds of other ways. So we need to look at practical, real steps. You know, one of the young people at this school who helped to protect some of the fellow students is a junior ROTC member, and he went to that CNN town hall. He had specific questions that he wanted to address in comments, and one of them was very important, and that is, what if you, and he was just throwing the question out there, use volunteer, for example, veterans or veterans to come and either be paid something or be volunteers to be security guards on campus.
That's a great idea.
When he presented that to CNN, they asked him to ask a question. They rejected that, and they scripted a question that they, CNN, wanted him to ask. And when he realized he couldn't ask a serious question that everybody was asking and wanted to know the answer to, you know, CNN scripted a lot of those questions. It was something that they basically used as a political agenda.
And they wonder why they've been stamped with the moniker fake news, right?
Yeah,
you know, Benjamin Franklin, here's a quote from him in the Patriots Handbook of the Right to Bear Arms. He says, those who beat their swords into plowshares usually end up plowing for those who didn't. George Washington, a free people, ought not only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. There is a significant reason for the Second Amendment, and there's a lot of history as to why the founders felt that it was so important. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website and order the pocket-sized handbook, Patriot's Handbook to the Right to Bear Arms, Patriot's Handbook of the Right to Bear Arms. On our website, go to lc.org, lc.org, go to our online store, and you can find it. You can also find the entire series of the Patriot Handbooks on a wide variety of issues. This one's on the Second Amendment. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and financial support, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.